This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. Let's get a quick update on the FBM KLCI at 9:19 this morning.
Staying very much in the green, currently it is still up 0.3%. Index is 1,406 points.
Okay, let's take a look at the transportation sector, which on Bursa Malaysia has been quite mixed year to date. We see Malaysia Airports showing the most resilience, down 3% year to date, followed by Post Malaysia down 7%. You can compare this with Air Asia and Westports, which are both down 21 to 22% year to date.
Now, while all companies will be impacted by what many expect to be an impending recession, is it fair to paint the outlook on the whole sector with the same brush? Because lower oil and diesel prices may now provide a small tailwind for the sector. But is this enough? And how are these companies planning to strategize and navigate during these challenging times?
For some analysis on the outlook for the transportation sector, we speak to Ahmad Maghfur Usman, equity analyst at Nomura Malaysia. Ahmad, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. Now, the transportation sector in Malaysia is quite broad. Can you give us an idea which sub-segments are seeing the most recovery and which are still lagging behind?
On a post-pandemic basis, given the pent-up demand in air travel, we still see Malaysia airports as the prime beneficiary to this. So, yeah, that is reflective of its share price performance. Mm-hmm. So I think at the current moment, we see that at least for the next 12 months or so. So we should see the avian sector recovering from a low base effect. But notwithstanding that, I think there are still challenges. We have still yet to reach pre-COVID levels. And then oil price is still relatively quite high, especially when it comes to jet. Although Brent has fallen back to January levels, but if you look at jet, the spread is still relatively high compared to pre-COVID levels. I mean, pre-COVID levels, you're talking about 10 to 12 US dollar spread against the Brent. But this time, because of the huge pent-up demand in air travel, the spread is much more wider. I think at one point, it was up to about 40 US dollars per barrel, the spread between Brent and jet fuel. So I think now it has softened a bit, but still relatively quite wide compared to pre-COVID levels of 10 to 12 US dollars per barrel.
Okay, let's talk about one of the more defensive picks, which is actually Malaysian airports. And that's, I'm bringing it up because I want you to help us explain about MAVCOM's first consultation paper on the long-term framework for the regulation of aviation service charges. I know that's a bit of a mouthful, but how has that progressed and what does it mean for Malaysian airports and also the aviation industry as a whole?
So the MAVCOM basically is revising these charges. As you may all know, Malaysia Airports has been spending a lot of money into the infrastructure, but with little visibility how they would be able to recoup it through higher airport tariffs. So there's a bit of there's not much visibility on that in the longer term. So ultimately, MAVCOM is looking at a framework that could potentially look at revisiting rates, tariffs in a more structural way where it could be reflective of certain variables such as CAPEX spending, OPEX, and whatnot. So they are looking at that, and we feel that this is a positive for Malaysia airports. But ultimately, it all boils down to how much of an increase are we looking at. And in all fairness, it has to be fair, not to just Malaysia airports, but also to the end users, the airline customers. Any increase should not be too drastic. So in the immediate term, the rates would be reflecting on an inflationary basis, depending on which base year that they are looking at. So rates were last revised back in 2019. So it's been 3 years since then. So I think in the near term, they are looking for a transition phase So that will be regulatory period one. And then after 2 or 3 years, then that's when they can fully implement a more structured, formulated approach, a more robust approach when it comes to tariffs.
And let's take a look at Air Asia. What has the load factor been for its domestic and foreign routes? And how far away are they from pre-pandemic levels? We do know that their share price is down over 20% to date. What are some updates that you can give us on how their prospects look?
In terms of earnings prospects, we are still negative for this year and even into next year. I think generally for aviation, although recovering from pent-up demand, the outlook is still on an earnings front. We're looking at lower losses, definitely, but then it still remains quite elevated for the case of AirAsia because of higher oil price. So that will still pose a challenge even towards next year, especially also with the strengthening US dollars, which is, I believe, a record high as well. So I think these are the challenges for AirAsia. Load factor at the moment, I think it's not a fair assessment to really look at load factor because ultimately the number of aircraft that is still being grounded is still relatively high compared to back in those days pre-COVID. But they are ramping up to back to pre-COVID levels. So ultimately, load factor is a bit tricky to look at, although they, based on recent numbers, it's easily touching about 80%, which is back to pre-COVID levels. But in all fairness, it ultimately depends on the number of aircraft you ground. So yeah, so it's not really a fair assessment, if you ask me.
Okay, let's look at ports. How much has port congestion eased from the start of the year? Has this translated, unfortunately for them, into lower utilization rates? Is this a subsector that you are calling a buy on?
For ports, what we have seen is that congestion has definitely eased. I think at its peak was back in January earlier this year, and that has eased. And at the moment, based on Westport's commentary on the recent results, is that they are seeing a bit of a slowdown in terms of throughputs because of the China lockdown. But hopefully, with the opening team there in China, the numbers could improve. But then now there is a worry that recession fears basically hitting the market. So that has resulted to the possibility of a slightly lower volume ahead. But as it is, our economist predicts that Asia will still continue to grow, although selectively some of these countries will go into recession. But safe to say, Asia will still grow, so they could still escape a recession, and that should be positive for Westport's, at least in the immediate term. But in the longer term, I think the overhanging issues is basically the operating agreement negotiation. So with elections coming in as well, that could be put on a back burner.
Ahmad, finally, in the little time that we have, we've got about 30 seconds. What's your call on this sector, and what are your top picks?
It's a neutral. It's a mixed bag, so hence a neutral. My topic is still Malaysia Airports on the pent-up demand play.
Ahmad, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was Ahmad Maghfur Usman, equity analyst with Nomura Malaysia, giving us his take on the outlook of the transportation sector. 9:28 in the morning, we are heading into the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. And so tune in to us every day at 7:45 a.m. beginning Wednesday, the 28th of September, for industry perspectives on what's needed from Budget 2023, brought to you by Masing, Reinvent Spaces, Enhance Life. After the news, Ringgit and Cents, Sim Wee Boon speaks to Rafiq Hidayat of Wealth Advantage Advisory and Rosanna Rashid of Alpen Advisor to discuss the pathways to become a licensed financial planner. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the Business Station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.